Now for more on the future of the NAACP, we turn to Todd Shaw. He's an assistant professor of political science and African American studies at the University of South Carolina. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Farai.
So some folks say because a black man is making a serious bid for the White House, we are swiftly approaching a post-racial America. And you think about the NAACP. It was founded almost a century ago. That year, the year of founding, 69 black people were reportedly lynched. The NAACP worked on ending lynching, on economic and legal justice. So what's its mission today?
Well, Farai, I think the NAACP is doing a bit of rebranding in the sense that it's trying to figure out how to bridge this gap of the post-civil rights movement era. Julian Bond is almost 70 years of age now, and they have an interim executive or president, CEO. And I think they really do have to figure out how to push forward the economic agenda, the civil rights agenda at the same time. So its mission is continuing, but it's clear that it has to do some retooling for this new century.
So we've seen the two major party candidates come and speak, and they both said in their addresses that the work of the NAACP is far from over. Obama talked about personal responsibility. McCain talked about education. What do you think that each of them was looking to get from coming and speaking?
Well, I think from Obama's stance, he had to demonstrate that, yes, I am still African-American. I'm proud to be in the African-American community, but I can likewise speak to my constituencies on tough topics. I can both speak to the liberal aspiration of an activist and interventionist government, and at the same time borrow somewhat from a more centrist or moderate message about personal responsibility. For John McCain, he has to throw off the shadow of George Bush and his own shadow, along with that of the party, of the Republicans not being seen as the big tent under which African Americans can gather. And so he has to demonstrate that the centrist moderate tendency also extends to race, and that he can also speak to African Americans and constituents not directly loyal to the Republican brand.
Let's go back a little bit to the NAACP itself. It just announced that the incoming president is Ben Jealous, who at 35 would be the youngest president of the NAACP ever. And he has said the NAACP has to market aggressively to people of all ages, but especially to men and women ages 23 to 50. Can he do it? How will he do it?
I think he can. I think that the NAACP, at least for a number of years, has been trying in its search to bridge this gap. And I think Jealous, being of that generation, I don't want to quite call it the Obama generation quite yet, but being of that younger sort of post-civil rights generation, may be able to hit that bridge. And I've observed over the number of years that the organization has tried to bring in more youthful faces through its youth conferences, tried to sort of demonstrate this sense of current relevance. I do think that in order to get past with its legacy, it really does have to have a new set of faces. And that's a difficult issue, because how do you ask those who were veterans to simply step aside? But I do think the challenge is there, and they're moving in that direction, but they know the difficulties they still face.
Well, what you're saying about leadership leads us to another issue. This weekend, we talked to the NAACP spokesperson, who mentioned that the incoming president, Jealous, had not signed his contract yet. So when we spoke to the NAACP's powerful board chair, Julian Bond, on air, I asked if he was prepared for the organization to have a strong president. Here's how he responded.
I'm looking forward to Ben Jealous. I think he's going to be among the strongest we've ever had, and may turn out to be the strongest we've ever had.
Do you think the fact that the incoming president, scheduled to come in September, has not signed his contract yet and apparently has not been voted on by the executive committee yet, is that a sign that there could be a renegotiation before the start date?
Well, for I don't have any information on hand if there's a bit of negotiation going on. But I would suspect that if there was this negotiation, the issues that we've brought up are precisely those that are on the table. Exactly how much authority would the president have? How free a hand? There's been, you know, that ongoing criticism about the size of the NAACP board. And who can sort of step into these key positions? So I suspect if there is some wrangling a bit, then those are key considerations, because that's what moves an organization and changes the face of an organization.
What role do you see this organization playing during this election?
Oh, I'm sure to be as active as it has been in the past. I think the NAACP is sort of that organization that is sort of the civic forum of a key civic forum for Black America. It remains that in many regards, even though the various generations are looking to various other groups and various other influences for their political views. I think particularly with regards to policy relevance and ongoing civil rights concerns, that the NAACP is an important voice. And it still is one of the very few organizations that has as long a legacy as it does, and it extends in areas of Black America as much as it does, even given the struggle it has about how to be relevant, even given America and Black America are changing.
Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Todd Shaw is an assistant professor of political science and African American studies at the University of South Carolina.